End to the drought that has been affecting Britain for the last 20 weeks. The Home Secretary announced today that following a number of public order disturbances, the government have declared a national state of emergency, with anyone found exceeding standby rations to face prosecution. A mass demonstration is taking place in central London this afternoon, with an estimated 100,000 protesters calling for increased efforts to combat global warming. The event has been organised by the pressure group, the League of Nature.
The demonstration has been largely good-natured, it has to be said. So far, there have been only isolated outbreaks of violence, but following the riots in Paris and Madrid, the authorities are leaving nothing to chance. Leading the march is rock star turned environmental activist Alex Marlowe, who I spoke to earlier today. Alex Marlowe, you're probably best known for your work campaigning to save endangered animals, yet recently you seem to have adopted a more militant stance.
I wouldn't say we're militant. We're not the ones in the riot gear. No, I think it's more a case that the global situation has become more desperate, you know, and so our response, our level of response to the situation has to recognise that.
But your policies have become more extreme.
Depends what you call extreme. I mean, I'd say the fact that half the Amazon rainforest is a dust bowl was pretty extreme. Or the fact that we're in the middle of a refugee crisis unprecedented in human history, that's extreme. Or that the last 5 years have seen the extinction in the wild of the cheetah, the white
but
rhino...
Nevertheless, the policies you advocate amount to... Well, it is hard not to use the word fascism. Compulsory population reduction, the abolition of private capital...
Let me put it like this. You vote for a politician of whatever creed, and you know they'll just play politics while the world burns. And what I'm saying, what the LON are saying, is that enough is enough. You know, we have to do what has to be done.
Which is?
We have to save the planet before it's too late by any means necessary.
You almost make it sound like a threat.
Listen, mate, the threat is that if we don't act soon, the greater the consequences will be for our children, for our children's children, and for all life on Earth.
And finally, I have to ask, you're also, of course, world famous as the ex-lead singer of The Experts. And the question...
No, we're not getting back together. I gave all that stuff up a long time ago. Now I've got more important things to do.
Alex Marlowe, earlier today. I'm joined now by another member of the LON...
Lucy Miller.
Miss Miller, your organisation has been criticised for its hard-line stance.
Yeah, or waking up to reality, as it's also known.
So what is your response to the reports that your group is prepared to resort to intimidation, violence, even death threats in the name
of... The thing is, there are 10 billion people in the world. So what does one person's life matter? What matters is saving this planet for the future. And that's something I'm prepared to die for. No, more than that, it's something I'm prepared to kill for.
Without rain. With reservoir levels below 5%, the Home Secretary announced that water supplies are to be restricted to hospital.
Tell me about the hothouse.
Some sort of research facility. Everything's locked down, total security blackout. Whatever they're doing there is top secret.
Good. I like finding out other people's secrets.
We have aerial photos here. A fenced-off compound, heavily guarded, about 10 square kilometres, containing 5 biodome greenhouses, all state-of-the-art, steel and glass.
It looks like somebody's building their own private Eden project.
Alex Marlowe, the pop star? You've heard of him?
I'm afraid I'm a bit out of touch.
Former lead singer with The Experts. They were the biggest thing in the world about 10 years back. Made a name for himself organising charity concerts to save endangered species. Now he's retired from music and moved into politics, fronting the League of Nature. Claims he wants to save the planet.
It was about time somebody did. The human race does seem to have the most extraordinary capacity for denial. You're all so small-minded and complacent. never taking responsibility for your actions, never thinking beyond the moment and your own petty concerns. Makes me wonder sometimes what I ever saw in you.
Anyway, since the tragedy in Dakar, the LON's profile has increased dramatically. Over 80 million paid up members, and as far as we can gather, their subs have been pumped into this place, the hothouse.
So what do you think he's using it for?
Some great white hopes, our best guess. We've got a copy of his personnel register. All scientists associated with GM Tech research, all above board, but...
Enough to make you think he's not simply growing petunias. Looks like we've arrived. One last question. Why did you send for me? I mean, you must have gone to a great deal of trouble to persuade UNIT to put out a call on the space-time telegraph.
You come highly recommended. Sir Colin Thackeray?
Sir Colin? Oh, there's a blast from the past. I'm surprised he's still around.
He's not. We were quite surprised to find that you were.
Sir?
Hello, I'm Dr. John Smith. This is Miss Hazel Bright. We're from the World Ecology Bureau.
The WEB. To what do we owe this pleasure?
It's a purely routine random inspection. Our documentation?
Routine?
I needn't remind you that under the St. Petersburg Bioprotection Treaty, we have the right to inspect any facilities used for agricultural research.
Not going to be a problem, is it, Miss...
Christina Ondrak, head of administration. And no, it will not be a problem, Dr. Smith. If you'll follow me, I can arrange a brief tour.
I'm sure we can find our own way.
Visitors must be escorted at all times, I'm afraid. For their own safety.
Safety?
Some areas of the compound are still undergoing construction. We wouldn't want you to get injured. If you'll excuse me while I arrange your passes, I'll leave you in the capable hands of my assistant. Dr. Smith, Miss Bright, meet Lucy Miller.
Thank you, Miss Ondrak.
Delighted to meet you, Miss Miller, was it? Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I think that's unlikely, Dr. Smith.
Wait, a news report? The demonstration in London, the League of Nature.
You have a good memory for faces.
Well, you made quite an impression. So how does an environmental protester end up working in a place like this?
Is there anything I can get you? We have iced tea, water.
Yeah, iced tea would be fine. And a lemon, if you have lemons. Lemons are good.
Miss Bright?
Just water.
Can I ask, what's the reason for all the guards and security cameras? Are you trying to keep something in or keep something out?
The research being conducted here is at quite a delicate stage, I'm told.
I see. And what research would that be?
If you have any questions about our work, you should address them to Miss Ondrak. I don't really have the authority.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want to get you into trouble. Whoops. Call me Butterfingers. I've spilled iced tea all over your skirt.
That's quite all right. Just give me a moment.
Oh, and you've dropped your security pass. Here, let me get it.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Smith?
Wouldn't want you to lose that, now would we? You'd never get anywhere in this place without it. Ah, here's Miss Ondrak.
Dr. Smith, Miss Bright, if you'll come with me.
Excellent. Apologies again for being so clumsy, Miss Miller. I do hope it won't stain.
So you're the famous doctor I've heard so much about.
Welcome to Biodome 1.
Oh, my God.
If you could move out of the airlock to maintain the atmospheric integrity.
Yes, of course. So, that's what you're doing here, growing your own indoor jungle.
Our work is largely concerned with conservation and biodiversity. Many of the plant species you see here no longer exist anywhere else in the world.
I'm impressed.
It's beautiful, it really is.
You said largely concerned.
Our work also includes research. Some of these plants may have therapeutic uses or could be cultivated as a source of nutrition. But our main hope is that one day the plants here could be used to seed new rainforests across the globe.
A noble aim. Just a pity you didn't have the foresight not to chop them down in the first place. Ah, the scent of ozone. It's almost like the real thing.
We maintain the environment precisely. Pressurized steam to maintain humidity and temperature, and water sprinklers and wide-spectrum lights to encourage growth.
And in the other biodomes, more rainforests?
Yes.
Can we have a look? Oh, go on, please.
I'm afraid access to the other biodomes is restricted. Some of the species are in a very vulnerable condition. We can't afford to take any risks. Now, if you've seen enough, it's almost 6 o'clock. I'll show you back to reception.
Yes, of course. We've a long journey ahead of us. But before we go, one last question. The person who owns all this, your boss, Alex Marlowe, could we meet him? I promise I'm not an autograph hunter.
I am afraid Mr. Marlowe is a very busy man and detained with other business. If you wish to have an interview, I can arrange an appointment.
Yes, we should do that. Thank you, Miss Ondrak. You've been most helpful.
We saw nothing.
No, we saw just enough to make us go away and stop asking difficult questions.
So what do you think they're up to? This research at a critical stage?
I don't know. What we need is someone on the inside.
You all done with your visitors, then?
They've just left. I need to lock up. Will you be long?
Just got a few emails to answer. They really need to be today. You can't give me another 5 minutes, could you?
All right, but don't stay here too long. We don't pay overtime. Good night, Miss Miller.
Yep, see you tomorrow. Miserable old trout. Now for the real work. Passcard, passcard. Here we are. One access all areas passcard. Thank you very much, Doctor. And switching on hidden microphone now. Can you hear me? Roger, Wilco, over.
I can hear you, Lucy.
Thanks, by the way, for ruining my best suit. You have no respect for fashion. Over.
Yes, might I suggest we maintain radio silence until you've something useful to report?
Ooh, sorry I spoke. Roger, Wilco, and out.
You trust this girl?
I did, yes.
Sorry?
Well, I remember trusting her quite a lot.
You remember?
And besides, she volunteered for this little assignment, seemed keen to prove herself.
But do you trust her?
I hope so.
Hey, Doctor, can still hear you, you know. And tar for the vote of confidence.
Never mind that. Where are you now?
Airlock for Biodome 4. The one they've been most desperate to keep hush-hush. Only people with the highest level security clearance can get in. Which now includes me. Open sesame seed bun. Excuse me, I'm looking for Dave. Hello? Okay, so there's no one here.
What can you see?
Give us a chance. It's not like the rainforest biodome. It's more like a laboratory as far as I can see, which isn't very far. Oh, it's well spooky, actually. Oh, there's these sort of lamps, like the ones you use for growing plants in your attic. Oh, what are they called? Hydrogen...
That's not important. Tell us what they're growing before you get caught.
This is ridiculous.
Oi, I heard that, Miss Frosty Knickers. Anyway, don't interrupt. Super spy at work. As I was saying, they've got these things in... They're like fish tanks. Hang on, I'll have a shufti. They're sort of green, about the size of coconuts. Ugh, covered in veins.
Lucy, get out.
It's all right. Don't get yourself agitated. They've got lids on.
Lucy, you're out of your depth. Get out before you get yourself killed.
Oh, for flip's sake. Show a little faith.
I'm afraid your friend was right, Lucy. You are out of your depth.
You know, it truly shakes my faith in human nature, you betraying me like this. You were always so enthusiastic, so committed to the cause. Have to admit it, love. You had me completely fooled.
No, you've got it all wrong. I was just looking for Dave and got lost in the dark.
Such a shame. I really thought you were a believer, Lucy. I really thought you cared about our children's future.
Eh? What? No, I'm with you. Save the planet and all that.
Is that microphone still on? Hello to your friends from the World Ecology Bureau. Sorry to miss you, Miss Bright. And you too, Dr. Smith.
Lucy, run!
Ah. Now, what Lucy's neglected to tell you is that I'm pointing a semi-automatic pistol at her head. And unfortunately, the problem for me is... she's seen too much.
No, I haven't. I'm dead forgetful, me. Couple of shandies, won't remember a thing.
You know, I've always sought to preserve natural beauty. But I'm afraid in your case, it will have to be sacrificed for a higher purpose. Goodbye. Nice chatting to you.
Doctor! My partner!
Stupid, stupid, stupid!
She should never have got herself caught.
No, not her, me. I knew this would happen. I should never have relied on her, and now...
Now?
Now I have to rescue her, as usual. Drive it about turn.
Are you sure this is such a good idea?
You heard what the man said, sacrificed for a higher purpose. And besides, we now know the nature of his research.
You do?
Crinoids. What Lucy described were crinoid pods.
Crinoids?
You've heard of them?
As I mentioned, I read your file, but...
Then you will know. that if one of those things germinates, every human being, every animal on this planet will be dead within a matter of hours. On worlds where the crinoid takes root, the vegetation fights back. The question is, how has Marlow got hold of the pods? I thought they were all wiped out unless more fell to Earth.
The fact is, after the chase incident, Sir Colin ordered cuttings to be taken from crinoid remains.
He did what?
I'm sorry, but...
Arrogant, idiotic human.
Doctor, I believe the idea was to find out new ways to kill them, but then... I think it was about 5 years ago. Yes, it was just after I'd been transferred.
Yes, never mind your career. What happened 5 years ago?
There was a break-in. The cuttings were removed from the WEB seed vault.
And somehow ended up in Alex Marlowe's great glass potting shed. Marvellous. Has your species got a death wish or something? Right, that settles it. I've got to get in there. That ecomaniac doesn't realise what he's dealing with.
We can't just go in guns blazing through the front entrance.
True. Pull over. Here, here! Thanks. Hang on, we? You're coming with me?
Of course.
Breaking and entering private property is not exactly WEB policy, is it?
If this is our mess, I have a duty to tidy it up.
Well, in that case, Miss Bright, may I suggest a quick stroll to the perimeter fence?
And then what?
Here we are. What do you think, about 12 feet high?
So we cut our way in?
No cutting equipment. Unfortunately. My sonic screwdriver's not up to the task. I really should do something about that, actually. And even if we could get through the fence, there's a small problem with the fellow with the gun.
What fellow with the...
Get down!
So what do you suggest?
Shh! You hear that?
Yep. A road! There's another way into the compound.
Yes, this way. Container trucks. They're bringing in supplies.
Yeah, so... Wait. Why at night?
Well, presumably to avoid spectators. It's stopped at the gatehouse. Right, now's our chance. Come on.
What are you doing?
Come on!
Doctor!
Come on!
Did you not see the guards?
Yes, but if we're inside a lorry, they won't see us. Oh, padlock. Easy.
Doctor, hurry!
There. Inside. Up you go.
It's moving. Doctor!
Hand! Oh, that was close.
Doctor.
What?
We're not the only ones in here.
Would you credit it? Our by-the-book environmental inspectors smuggling themselves in like common criminals.
What? The doctor?
You know, it's kind of touching. He thinks he's coming to rescue you.
Hello. Look, we don't mean you any harm.
Never mind them, Hazel. We're inside the compound. Time we were gone.
Doctor, they're half-starved. Frightened to death.
They are here for a reason, and we won't find out what that reason is if we're being held captive too. Now, we're going to have to jump for it. The secret is bends and ease.
You've got to be joking.
I'm afraid not. Hold my hand. You're right.
I think so.
Then let's get undercover. Over there, those storage tanks.
Okay, so we're inside. What now?
We watch and we learn. Look.
Shipko! Teras!
They're unloading. There must be getting over 100 people. Brought in containers like...
Like cattle to the slaughter?
I was going to say illegal immigrants. By the way they're dressed, they must have been smuggled into the country from outside the Eastern Eurozone.
The Eurozone?
Last year, when the refugee crisis first hit, the decision was made to shut down the Eurozone borders. With millions trying to get out of North Africa and the Black Sea states, they had no choice.
No choice?
It was either that or be overwhelmed.
Hazel, there are always choices to be made. I'd almost forgotten how adept you humans are at making the wrong ones. It's almost as if you have no capacity to learn from your past mistakes. Look, they're taking them inside. Our cue to follow. Keep your head down.
Haven't we seen enough?
Oh, no. Not nearly enough. Come on.
That's it, Dr. Smith. Run. Pretend we can't see you. Up the stairs, through the door that's oh so conveniently been left unlocked, and into the access tunnel.
Why aren't you getting your hired thugs to stop him?
Oh, Lucy, Lucy, where would be the fun in that? So much more entertaining to have our heroes sneak in while our backs are turned. Though I'm surprised they haven't noticed how easy it's been for them to remain undetected by my security cameras.
The Doctor isn't stupid, you know.
No, no, I'm sure he's not. Where's he going now? Biodome 4. Right. Time we made a move.
Marlowe's laboratory.
And those are crinoid pods?
Yes. Maintained in hydroponic incubators. Oh. Oh, that's odd.
Odd?
They look different. The texture, the shape. I don't know how I remember.
Fine. Now, can we get out of here before one of those guards comes back?
Yes, well, in a moment. This way.
Did you hear that?
Down here, in the next section. Oh, no. So that's what they're growing in this greenhouse.
What? Oh, my God, what are those things in cages?
They're people. Or at least, they used to be. Very soon, they'll be crinoids.
But there's, what, 40, 50 of them?
More, I should imagine. This must be what happens to the people they bring here.
It smells like an abattoir. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Just breathe slowly. Are you all right?
As I'll ever be. I've never seen anything like that.
Careful, they bite.
Explains the cages. And the chains. Oh, God. So these are full-grown crinoids?
No. No, they're a halfway house, an intermediate state. The animal is stung by the crinoid seedling. The infection spreads, triggering the production of schizophytes, resulting in the metamorphosis you see here. From flesh to vegetable matter. From fauna to flora.
It's horrible. I never knew... Believe me, Doctor, I never knew about any of this. What's left of them, the human part? Do they know what's happening to them?
Why not try asking one?
Help. Help me. Tom Watch. Help.
We are here to help.
You... You are not scientists.
No, no, we are not scientists. Stay calm, stay calm. Now, talk to me. Your name. Who are you?
My name is Stefan Radek. I am school teacher. I live in Elblock.
Poland? You've come a long way.
They say we get... Work. In Elblock, no work, no water, no petrol. So we come here.
Just you? No family, friends?
I leave behind a wife, Agnieszka. We have two children, two beautiful girls. I try to think of them, but can't.
What do you mean, can't?
I can't. I am forgetting. I am forgetting my home, my wife, my children. I am forgetting I am Stefan. I am...
They brought you here in the containers, and then what happened?
Water. Give me water.
Of course. Here.
The scientist take us in here. We afraid they kill us. They kill old men and women. Then... I do not know word. Zastrik. Zastrik.
Zastrik. What does he mean?
Injections. They gave them injections.
This is Marlowe's research. He's turning people into crinoids.
No, there's something else going on here. Something more.
Something more?
These people, this isn't how it happened before. Not quite. The rate of infection, the skin mottling, the progression of the phyllotaxis, it's different this time.
But you can cure it, though.
Cure it? No, I can't cure it. Oh, there's no way back for these people.
Then you kill me.
No.
Kill me. I see what happens. I see monsters we become. I am hurting so much. I am hurting. Kill me. Kill me.
Doctor, do something.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you now.
Kill me.
I kill you. Kill.
Is wrong. What Marlowe's doing is
unnecessary evil.
Alex Marlowe. At last. How good to meet you. And Miss Andre.
Step away from the cage, both of you.
As for this failed experiment, I think an act of kindness is called for.
Now wait!
You see, I am nothing if not humane. Miss Ondrak?
Sir?
It's time the guards brought in Dr. Smith's associate. Ah, here she is. Such a pretty little thing. And so resourceful. I can see why you like to have her around.
Lucy, you're all right.
Oh, Doctor, I'm sorry I let you down.
No, you didn't. I let you down. I just didn't realize what was at the heart of this. It's all right now. I'm here
to rescue you. Oh, I don't think so. You see, Doctor, if I might dispense with the pseudonym, your arrival was not what you might call an entirely unexpected event.
That explains the warm welcome.
You see, I always knew that the lovely Lucy was an undercover agent, a bit too eager to please, a bit too full-on. But she's proved herself useful. After all, every trap needs its bait.
You wanted me to come here?
Oh, I did. The thing is, Doctor, I've been studying these crinoids, and, well, a little bird told me that you're the world expert. Your file at the WEB makes fascinating reading.
A little bird?
Yes, Doctor, me. I'm a member of the League of Nature. I work for Alex Marlowe.
And I'm very grateful to Miss Bright for bringing you here, just as we planned.
What do you want?
I want you to help me. That's all. Nothing unreasonable, nothing difficult. I want you, Doctor, to put your knowledge of the crinoid species at my disposal.
And if I refuse?
Oh, Doctor, it pains me to say this, but you really have no choice in the matter. Nobody knows you're here. You have no friends you can call upon. But just to make sure, Miss Ondrak.
Sir?
Could you pop into the lab for me and fetch seed pod number... Now, let's see. Cultivar 14 looked promising.
Certain.
And guards, remove the terminated crinoid hybrid. Take it for dissection and recycling.
Sir.
We have a new subject for experimentation. Place the doctor's associate in the cage.
What? No! Don't you bleeding dead! Get your hairy paws off me! No!
I don't think the chains will be required. Not yet.
Let me out! You mentalist! You enviro-mentalist!
Miss Ondrak, is the seed pod ready to germinate?
It is.
Marlowe, stop this!
But, Doctor, I have to ensure I have your complete cooperation. Infect the girl.
No!
Get that thing away from me!
I said stop this.
It's too late, Doctor. Time for your companion to go green.
No. No. No!
Thank you.
Miss Ondrak, is the seed pod ready to germinate?
It is.
Marlowe, stop this!
But, Doctor, I have to ensure I have your complete cooperation. Infect the girl.
No!
Get that thing away from me!
I said stop this!
It's too late, Doctor. Time for your companion to go green.
No! No! No!
All right, I'll help you. Whatever you want, I'll do it.
Very sensible. Miss Ondrak, I think we can spare Miss Miller for the moment.
Sir.
Oh, thank God.
But we still require a guinea pig. Somebody surplus to requirements. A redundant member of the human race. Anyone come to mind? Miss Bright?
No!
I wouldn't bother to struggle.
Let her go.
Alec, please, you need me.
You're right. I do still need you. But not in your present form.
Sir, the pod is open.
Marlowe!
Closer. Closer so the tendril touches her skin.
No, please.
And there we are. It may sting for a while, but soon that will be the least of your worries.
You are... God.
Guards, take her to the observation room. Miss Miller, too. She can keep her company while she changes.
What?
An insurance policy to guarantee the doctor's cooperation.
You want to shut her in a cell with a woman who's about to turn into a monster?
I said take her away!
Doctor, tell him! Tell him he can't do it!
Now, Doctor, if you'd be so kind as to come with me, we have work to do. Please, take a seat. What I want, Doctor, is your assistance with a little problem.
I won't do anything until I know Lucy is safe.
There. As you can see, Miss Miller has not been harmed. Yet. Now, let me tell you about my problem, Doctor. As you may have gathered, I've been researching these crinoids. A fascinating form of life, a parasitical infection that possesses the host mind before developing into a creature capable of communing with other plants. And not only that, it can influence vegetation to make it physically active, make it kill.
Which is why you have to stop. If one of your experiments escapes or reaches its final form, it will be the end of all animal life on this planet, not just humankind. Every mammal, every fish, every bird.
I'm well aware of the dangers, Doctor. That's why I need your help.
My help?
I'm not a lunatic. I don't want to destroy the world. I intend to save it.
Using the crinoids?
Using the crinoids. Imagine, if we could find a way of harnessing their power, directing them, we could give nature the ability to defend itself. The rainforests are under threat. Wouldn't it be really something if they could fight back?
Jungle warfare, quite literally.
Currently, the crinoid instinct always becomes dominant, which is no good to me, because as you said, the crinoid instinct is to consume all creatures, great and small. No, I want to find a way for them to remain under human mental control.
So you get all the advantages with none of the disadvantages?
Nature's very own army. I've been working on it for a while now, sadly without much success. I was hoping to create a genetically engineered variety, one that would modify the chemicocellular physiology but leave the brain centers intact.
And that's why you've been kidnapping, torturing, murdering innocent people?
You have to take the rough with the smooth with these things. It isn't what you might call savory, but when the alternative's the inevitable destruction of the Earth, what could I say? I sleep easy in my bed, because I know that one day people will look back and say, you know, he did the right thing.
The right thing.
Somebody has to be prepared to make the difficult decisions. You're not an idiot, Doctor. You know as well as I do the current world population isn't viable. Do we really want to continue on our current course with children being born into a future where they'll die of thirst with no hope, no future? Humanity needs to be pruned back to a sustainable level.
You make genocide sound like horticulture.
The principle's the same. Let's say 100 million individuals.
Right thinking, of course.
Oh, of course. Don't want any riffraff in our Garden of Eden, do we? No. I was thinking more of a program of mass sterilization with a view to maintaining ethnic biodiversity, naturally. So what you say, Doctor? Will you help me? Help me to save the human race from itself?
Alex, I've been away a very long time. I keep wondering if everything's changed or whether it's just me, that I'm the one who's changed. Because when I look at the human race now, all I see is a species hell-bent on its own extinction. A species which doesn't realize how lucky it is. A species which doesn't deserve to survive.
That's what I see, Doctor. That's it, exactly. That's why we have to do something.
No. That's why I am not going to help you.
Oi! Let us out! Hello? Oh, flipping hell.
What happened?
Your friend, Alex Marlowe, that's what happened.
My arm. Oh, it feels like pins and needles. Oh, my God, my skin.
You've been infected by the crinoid. I'm sorry.
My finger. Oh, what is this stuff? It's some sort of congealed sap. Oh.
Yeah, I'd leave it alone if I were you. Would some water help?
Yes. I feel like, I don't know, it's so thirsty. And hungry. God, I could murder a steak.
Here.
Oh, weird thing is, I'm a vegetarian. That's what's going to happen to me, isn't it? Those creatures in the cages, that poor man.
The doctor will do something.
You stupid idiot! There's nothing he can do! He said there was no way back. I'm sorry, it's not your fault.
Just try to stay calm.
Calm? Oh, why did I get involved if I'd known what he was doing?
You didn't know?
Of course I didn't know. What sort of person do you think I am? I thought we were trying to stop the destruction of this planet. That's why I joined the League of Nature. Oh, I was in Dakar during the flood. When you've seen 10,000 bodies floating down the Ganges. Families. Children. I wanted to do something. I wanted to save the world. Stupid.
No, not stupid at all.
It feels like it's spreading. It's like cramps. My heart feels like someone's banging a nail into it.
It's okay.
I wouldn't get too close.
What? Why?
I thought. It's strange. I can sense something. It's like. Up towards the light. It's inside my head, reaching out for me, shooting out creepers to entangle me.
Oh my, your face!
And you, Lucy, you're not like me. You're flesh kind, the flesh that crawls upon the ground. Delicious animal flesh to be consumed.
This isn't you, Hazel. This isn't who you are.
You've got to let Lucy out of there. That thing will kill her.
No. Not until you agree to help me.
Listen, do you hear that? Hazel's beginning to influence the plants in this place.
I shouldn't worry. I don't think a few potted aspidistras can do as much harm.
Oh, it's too quick. It shouldn't have reached that stage yet, not for hours. Something's different.
The transformation's progressing a little faster than usual, I'll admit. It must be a side effect of this particular strain. We haven't tested this cultivar before.
A little faster? You have no idea what you've done. Thanks to your genetic tampering, the process has been massively accelerated. If it continues to develop at its current rate, the crinoid will achieve its final form in little over 1 hour.
Keep back, Lucy. Stay away from me.
Try to fight it. Don't let it, you know, control you.
I can reach out with my mind to every plant in this building. Hear what they hear.
It can't be done, Marlowe. Even if I did want to help you, it would take hours, days, months to find a solution, not minutes.
Oh, come on, Doctor. Don't mess me about. All you have to do is find a way of preserving a vestigial human consciousness. That's why I brought you here. With a human mind inside their plant bodies, there's nothing my crinoids couldn't achieve.
But the crinoid consciousness will always win over in the end.
The human mind just isn't strong enough. So all your research has been for nothing, you hear? Nothing!
I'd expected more from you, Doctor, given your reputation.
End the experiment. Get my friend out of there. Now!
What is it, Miss Ondrak?
Sir, the clinoids in Biodon 4. Something's got into them. I've never seen them like this before. They've gone berserk.
Specify berserk.
They're smashing themselves against their cages. I'm not sure how long they'll hold. The metal's popping. Don't believe it. They're twisting the bars. Oh, my God! They're getting out!
That's impossible. Those cages are built to withstand the impact pressure of a bull elephant.
Guards! Shoot to kill! It's no good. We're not stopping and there's too many.
Are you surprised you can't kill a living jungle with bullets?
Then what would you suggest, Doctor?
Get your men out of there now!
It's no good. We can't stop.
Ondrak! Ondrak, answer me!
You've lost, Marlow. You haven't saved the world. You've betrayed it. Release Lucy and I will...
You know, Doctor, I think the point has become academic. The crinoids, they're heading for the observation room. There must be dozens of them. Your friend's dead.
That's it, my brothers. Come to me. Set me free.
I can't resist it for much longer, Lucy.
Just try. Holding on to something, a memory. Someone you love.
What? I can't. The doctor said that criminals always win in the end.
Your boss, Alex Marlow. Think about him.
Marlow!
He did this to you. Think about how much you hate him. You want revenge, don't you? Hold on to that emotion, that human emotion.
I can't. It's too...
Come to me, my brother.
Oh, my God. They're outside. They're pressing against the glass.
Release me!
Oh, fight it, for God's sake, fight it! Hazel Bright, you're a human being, remember?
The human being Hazel Bright no longer exists!
Oh, no! No, please! Oh, no!
Lucy! Lucy!
Hazel, you're still there!
I can control the crinoids, hold them back for you, but not for long. Run!
But what about you?
Never mind me. Just go now, Lucy, go!
They're letting her get away. They're just standing there.
Yeah, Hazel must be exerting some sort of influence over them.
The crinoid who used to be Hazel.
No. I don't know how, but she's still in there somewhere.
You mean the human part of her? It's remaining dominant, just as I wanted. Yes!
Marlow.
Ondrak. I thought you were dead.
Those crinoid things are everywhere. I barely escaped with my life.
What about the guards?
They're either in hiding or dead.
The crinoid? It can talk. Switch this thing off. I can't hear myself think.
Maybe we should give it what it wants.
Have you lost your mind, Ondrak? Put down that gun now.
Yes, Ondrak, you can't bargain with the crinoid. As far as it's concerned, we are just watery bags of mineral nutrients.
What else can we do? We've no chance out there. Not with those things about.
A better chance than waiting here!
Come back! Traitor!
Marlow!
Oh! It's deadlocked the door! We're trapped!
Marlow, you can't run away from this!
What about us? That door may be strong enough to keep us in.
But it won't be enough to keep the crinoids out, I know.
So what do you suggest we do? You said bullets couldn't stop them.
Because they're plants, Miss Ondrak, but anything that can kill plants will have an effect on them.
The equipment store.
The equipment store.
We keep a supply of herbicides. Atrazine, glyphosate.
Excellent. But first we have to find a way out.
What the?
Look at the monitors. The corridor outside.
The crinoids. They know we're in here, and we're stuck with no hope of rescue.
Yes. No. Lucy, can you hear me?
Doctor! Hey, my hidden microphone job is still working. How cool is that?
Where are you?
Up on the roof of one of the greenhouses. Seemed the safest place. Where are you?
Marlow's office. I wonder, would you mind saving me from certain death?
I don't care. Just get a car here. Now. No, not outside the compound. I'll call you back. Hazel? Hazel, is that you?
The human being Hazel Bright no longer exists.
No, you're just all crinoid. Well, look, in that case, look, I can help you.
Help me?
We're on the same side, you know, you and me. Both very pro-nature, both green. Though you've taken that rather more literally, of course. I can feed you. How'd you like that, eh? I've developed a super-enriched biofeed. And in Biodome 1, there are wide-spectrum lights. You need light to grow, don't you? Well, what you say?
They're almost through. Doctor!
I know.
No, keep back! Keep back!
Lucy!
All right, Dr. Smith, how's it going? If there's one thing these things don't like, it's a touch of the old grandpa.
CO2! They're not resistant to gold!
Lucy Miller, how could I ever have forgotten you?
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering that. I mean, I'm brilliant, mate.
You're certainly a dab hand with a fire extinguisher, I'll give you that.
The crinoids, we won't be able to hold them back forever. We have to move now.
You're right. Let's see what this equipment store of yours has to offer.
This is where we keep all the gardening equipment. Shredders, trimmers, biofeed, and herbicide sprays.
What do you think, Doctor? Any good?
Yes, we could use this stuff to fend them off for a while. But it'll take more than a few bottles of weed killer to defeat a crinoid when it's achieved its final state.
What? You mean what we've seen isn't the final...
No, Lucy. They get bigger. A lot bigger.
Why defeat them? We just need to get away.
And then what? Somebody else comes along to sort it out? The military? The government?
Yes! Why not?
There is no one else. We are the last hope for this planet. As soon as one of those things reaches the primary point of germination, it will release hundreds of spores, embryo pods, and then it will be over for the human race. Over. Do you understand?
Not my responsibility. I'm only doing my job.
What?
That is how the world works. When you're struggling to stay alive, you don't think about whether what you're doing is right or wrong. You just do what you have to do. If I hadn't taken this job, I would still be back in Kalish, starving to death.
Yeah, and if it wasn't you, it'd just be someone else. That's the problem, isn't it? Everybody's got a brilliant excuse why it's not their fault.
Do you want to talk or to fight? Out of petrol.
Lucy, get as much weed killer as you can. We're leaving.
Can't be soon enough for me. You couldn't get the door, could you? I've only got one pair of hands.
Sorry.
Doctor. Miss Miller. Meet my new friends. The crinoids. The inheritors of Earth.
Okay, so we split. Back the way we came?
We can't. They're between us and the equipment store. Lucy, stay close to me. Ready with the spray can?
Whenever you are, Mr. Titchmarsh.
Hey.
Miss Ondrak, I know you're in there. My friends, you'll find some fresh meat waiting for you. Through there.
No! I am one of you, remember?
Time for some pruning.
One step closer and... Sherva, what are you doing? Put that down! No!
Oh my God, Christina!
Lucy, now! Spray for your life!
What now, Doctor? What do we do?
I suggest... run!
You can't escape, Doctor. There's nowhere left for you to hide.
Looks like we've lost him, for now. So where are we going?
Biodome 1. This way.
The one with the rainforest? What for?
We have to find Hazel. The crinoid that was Hazel before it releases its spores.
What makes you think it's here?
Lucy, the pass card. Have you still got it?
Hang on. It is somewhere. Aha!
Look.
The whole jungle's moving. The trees shaking like there's some kind of storm.
No storm. No breeze.
The crinoid's doing this. Ow! Oh, get off my ear, you stupid...
Careful. Don't hurt its feelings. It has the power to turn all plants against humanity.
What? All plants? Daffodils and elderberry bushes?
Yes, all plants. And There she is.
Holy flipping heck.
It's bigger than a house. It's bigger than two houses.
It's reached the fullest extent of the biodome. It can't expand any more without shattering the glass. Marla must have been feeding it and using the lights.
Doctor, hate to break bad news, but I'm out of weed killer.
Don't worry, it wouldn't have made the slightest bit of difference. You see, up there?
Oh, it's like the one. It's getting ready to spawn, isn't it? How long have we got?
Not long.
Doctor, I know you are here.
Hazel, if you can hear me, if there's any part of you left, stop this.
Hazel Bright no longer exists.
And that's it. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, but it said that before, and Hazel still came back. Well, she did for a bit.
Yeah, the human aspect of its consciousness reasserted itself. What happened exactly?
Well, we were in the observation cell, and then these crinoids smashed into the window, and I was totally bricking it because I thought, you know, this was death by salad. But then Hazel sort of returned, and...
And she stopped the crinoids from attacking you. Yes, I saw that.
But that doesn't help us much now, does it?
Go over it again, every detail. Must be something we've missed.
I told you everything. The window smashed, the crinoids came in, all sort of, hello, we've got tentacles, and... Oh, and the alarm went off, of course.
That's it. Lucy Miller, I could kiss you.
Ooh.
The alarm. High frequency, high intensity sound. It must weaken the crinoids' grip, allowing the human mind to regain control. Lucy, we need noise. Lots of noise.
There was a fire alarm doodah by the doors. Ow, something just snagged my foot.
It's the jungle. It's detected us. Keep moving, Lucy.
I'm trying. It's not easy, you know. Some help wouldn't go amiss.
I'm caught too. Hold on. There, now go.
No, Doctor, I'm not leaving you. Give me a hand.
Never mind me. Set off the alarm.
All right, I'll do it, bossy.
There. It's released its grip. The crinoid's mental control is weakening.
Yeah, but for how long?
Hazel, are you there? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Doctor. So small. The forest is calling out to me.
Fight it. You're a human being. A human.
A human. Yes, I was. Hazel Bright. I can't think.
Remember Alex Marlowe? He did this to you.
Marlowe. Remember?
You hate him. You want revenge, right? Right?
I can't resist. But it's so strong. The chorus of the trees. I can hear it. It's beautiful.
Hazel, I want you to do something for me. Call all the crinoids. Order them to gather together in this biodome. Can you do that?
I can. I will call them. But, Doctor, you promise me. You will end this. You must kill me. Let me die. I don't want to live like this.
I promise. I will end this.
Come to me, my brothers. Come to me!
Right, the crinoids are on their way. So what's the plan?
Quick, over here. Before those bushes get lively again, these controls regulate the atmosphere in the biodome. Temperature, humidity, pressure, the mixture of gases.
So
if I can reconfigure these settings, increase the amount of carbon dioxide, methane, ozone, and switch the overhead lights up to maximum.
Ow! My eyes! Carbon dioxide, methane. Aren't they like greenhouse gases?
We're in a greenhouse, Lucy. What we want is the greenhouse effect. Dry out the air, increase the air pressure, and send the temperature soaring through the roof.
You're turning this place into a sauna.
More than that, a tinderbox. With the crinoids as the kindling.
Speaking of which, we have company.
Hopefully Hazel will be able to rein them in for a while longer. Temperature 30 degrees and rising.
Isn't that hot enough? It's like an oven in here already.
I'm afraid it's going to get a good deal warmer. 32 degrees.
Doctor, I've gathered the crinoids. Now you must do your part.
Ow, my ears are popping. Hey, if you're increasing the pressure, will all the pipes and stuff be able to cope?
Probably not. In fact, they're almost certainly going to violently explode. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Kind of expected that. Oh, God, I'm roasting. Talk about Sweat City. I'm soaked through.
37 degrees. 38. Lucy, get into the airlock. There's still time for you to escape.
Yeah? And what about you?
I'll follow in a moment. I can withstand higher temperatures.
Doctor? Miss Miller? You might as well give up now.
Marlowe! Doesn't he ever give up? What's got into him?
It's the crinoid. He's possessed. Nature's willing servant.
I've got good news for you. The best possible news. I've got a deal with the crinoid.
Deal? What's he on about?
40 degrees. Go, Lucy, go.
No.
Just the humans. The crinoid can consume just the humans and leave the rest of the animal kingdom intact. What do you think, Doctor? Imagine, no more people, no more cars, no more industry, no more cities. Wouldn't that be paradise on Earth?
You know, Alex, I'd forgotten something about humanity. Something rare, precious. They never give up. Even when all hope is gone, they'll keep on fighting for what is right. Fighting to save the planet from people like you.
Oh, no. You did this to me. You must die.
What? No, I'm on your side.
My leaves, my branches, my roots, my tendrils attack. Tear his flesh.
No, I'm here to save him. I'm here to save.
Oh, my God. The rainforest is killing him.
43 degrees. Come on, Lucy, the airlock.
I can't resist anymore, Doctor. It's within me. Growing stronger. Go before I kill you.
The place is going to blow. Come on.
Now what? Where?
Get down. Yes, we did. The crinoids have all been destroyed.
Thanks to Hazel. She always wanted to save the world. Oh, look at it. The whole place is alight.
Yes, there's been no rain for months. This forest is like matchwood. The fire will spread for miles. Even if any spores escaped, they wouldn't survive.
Doctor, I was just thinking. All the crinoids, they were people once. Innocent people. We should let the families know what happened to them.
I think they might be better off not knowing. Come on. It's time we were gone.
Looks like your driver's scarpered.
Do you blame him? He's left the keys in.
So? Back to White City and the World Ecology Bureau then? Where you parked the TARDIS?
I guess so. Yep. Anywhere you want me to drop you off?
Oh, I see. Well, okay. If that's what you want. I mean, I could just get out now and walk, if that's what you want.
Lucy, look, I'm a little rusty on my human behavioural skills. Can you help me here? I get the feeling there's something you're not telling me.
Oh, so you want me to be as straightforward as a jellyfish, is that what you're saying?
You wanted me to bring you back to Earth. I did. And then when I was contacted by the WEB, you said you'd help. And you did so, brilliantly. Thank you.
And that's it. Thank you.
Are we speaking the same language?
What are you going to do? Go back to Orbis? Break the laws of time? Go back and put it all right and spend the rest of your life with a jellyfish? Sorry, sore point.
You seem angry. Am I making you angry?
All right, I'll translate. I want to come with you, in the TARDIS. I liked it. I know it won't be the same, but I've really...
Well, nothing's ever the same, Lucy Miller. Everything's always brand new. Every day, this is what keeps me going.
Oh, me too, Doctor, me too. So can I come then?
I don't know why you didn't just ask.
Yes!
Ouch!
What's the matter?
Lucy.
What?
I've forgotten how to drive.
Come on, you daft April, let's swap. I'll drive.
Sorry.
Well, there's something brand new for a start. Mind you, I always suspected you needed to take your test.
Thank you.
fires under control. Despite a detailed search, no trace of the environmentalist and former Experts frontman Alex Marlowe has been found. Meanwhile, the organization known as the League of Nature has had its assets frozen following revelations of financial irregularities. In a moment, the Eight Truths: Lifestyle Course or Doomsday Cult? Catherine Drew investigates. But first, the weather. The temperature is still well above the norm for this time of year, and with no rain expected, the government...
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, The Beast of Orlok.
There is no Beast of Orlok, and there never was.
Sounds like there's a storm coming.
It's been so many years, his face may have changed.
With fangs like splinters, claws like knives, the Beast of Orlok gobbles lives.
It's all right, Baron, I'm here to help.
It killed them. Killed them all.
With brimstone breath and eyes aglow, he'll eat your soul. To hell you'll go.
The Beast of Orlok has returned to haunt us.
The Beast of Orlok is a myth. A silly fairy story. It doesn't exist. Trust me.
Now, if you'll kindly release us from this cell, we can get on and find this beast of yours.
Not so fast, Doctor.
No nemesis. No oblivion.
1828, I'd say. Am I right? Look, who are you?
I'm the Doctor. This is Lucy Miller.
Diabolical gypsies.
Perhaps it was a meteorite.
Everything's been ripped apart. Carriage, people, even the horses.
How many times do we have to tell you? We had nothing to do with those deaths.
Grave robbing. Mutilation, murder. Yes, Baron, murder.
The devil doesn't change. He just gets more cunning.
You can't just barge into Castle Orlok like some muddy oaf and start bombarding his lordship with questions.
Oh, don't worry, I'll bombard him deferentially.
Good, Chiltern. You know, I love you very much.
What's it all for?
What were you working on?
Nothing less than the creation of life itself.
Otto Pausbacken is a scaremongering toad. He'd like nothing better than to keep this whole town in a permanent state of panic.
You're lying. That's why you came back, isn't it? To pick up where you left off 20 years ago.
What the hell was that?